This is All Things Considered from NPR News. Guy Raz is away. I'm Audie Cornish. We begin this hour with a milestone like no other. Earlier this week, someone, somewhere in the world, pulled up a chair to a computer, opened a web browser, and logged on to Facebook for the very first time. That person was the 500 millionth to register on the site. In a moment, a conversation with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, but first, a little bit about how we got here, how Facebook became a cultural force and changed the way 500 million people communicate. It all started in a dorm room in 2004 as a way to connect with other people at college.
Then, you know, later on in the all-freshman dining hall or one of those super awkward ice cream socials, it might be much easier to start up a conversation.
That is Chris Hughes, a junior at Harvard. He is co-founder of the Getting to Know You website, thefacebook.com. Thefacebook.com started at Harvard only about 7 months ago.
A book of everyone's little mini picture and then like two or three tidbits of information.
It has spread to nearly 70 colleges and universities,
almost
200,000 users.
I like listening to music,
basketball,
board games,
making cool things out of foil.
I don't see people sitting around in dorm rooms and dreaming about being friends with people.
Reports today suggest that Yahoo may be interested in buying Facebook. That's the social networking website. $1 billion with a B, dollars.
Well, you know, these social networking sites let people post pictures and create web pages, talk to each other.
This is a busy time for the social networking business. Facebook.com.
The average user has 130 friends on the site.
Really, really, genuinely.
The top 10 signs you're obsessed with.
Hate.
Facebook.
The social networks are profoundly changing the definition of what we consider private.
Starting today, anybody can join, which has provoked a backlash among some members.
People like exclusivity.
9 million or so people online.
You know, that's not something we're going to talk about.
Facebook, the website, is inviting technology companies and programmers add features to the site.
Only people at your own school or people you know can see it.
They're aiming to overtake MySpace.
Sketchy people can get on it now.
And become the social operating system for the internet.
Its popularity is exploding.
My name is Jillian, and I am a Facebook addict.
300 million active users on Facebook, and about half of them log on in any given day.
And at first, it was really just internet thing, like MySpace, which I never
This
really
is exploding
got
so quickly.
Then I realized that it was a whole lot more.
I love how it lets you update your status, like with the most insignificant things you're doing in your life.
I didn't know what Facebook was. And now that I do know what it is, I have to say, it sounds like a huge waste of time.
Facebook. This week, after just 6 years,
Facebook,
the social networking site Facebook reached
500 million.
That's the mind-boggling number of users today.
So who this is Mark?
500 million.
That's remarkable because the population.
The world without Facebook, I think I would die.